Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the great, for the mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. This morning, we're getting ready for the Word of God. This morning, we're getting ready to hear from on high. This morning, we're getting ready to hear the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that is able to save our soul, that is able to make us whole. It is able to make us to be the men and women that God will have us to be. And I want you to know today, continually to listen to God's word. I believe today that God wants to encourage his people. I want you to know that God is in love with you and that you can receive all that you need of God on this day at this hour. Yes, this is the Hour of Power broadcast. Well, this morning we're going to be coming from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And we're going to begin reading there at that second verse. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, get you from here. Turn you eastward. Hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. That is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook that I have commanded the raven to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, but he went and dwelt in the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Oh God, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet, and your word is a light unto our pathway, and thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father God, bless the listeners, bless the hearers of your word on today. Your word say, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, you find us on today, yes, at 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And if I would use as a topic, I would use the Lord will take care of you. Do not fret or worry. Listen, the Lord will take care of you. Do not fret or worry. Don't worry, because the Lord will take care of you. The word of God says that David said, he said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. We see here in the 17th chapter of 1 Kings, we see how God had given the man of God, Elisha, instruction, and we see how he spoke boldly to Ahab. Oh my God, Ahab was disobedient. Ahab was not a man of God. He did not walk according to God's righteousness, but according to his righteousness. So the man of God proclaimed and told Ahab that it was not going to rain. It was going to be a drought. It was not going to rain until he said that it was going to rain. He told him it's not going to be dew. It's not going to be rain these years, but according to my word. And after he spoke these words to Ahab, the Lord God Almighty spoke unto him and told the man of God, Elisha, to go, get you from here. Turn you eastward and hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. And that is is before Jordan. And it shall be that you shall drink of the brook that I have commanded the raven to feed you there. Oh, the word of God. When I began to read the word of God, I began to think about that 23rd Psalm of the division of Psalm, 23rd Psalm, and where it tells us the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pasture. He lead me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name. Say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, but thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And when I began to look at the word of God, God will provide. God will take care of his people. For the Lord told the man of God to get, in other words, get up. Get you from here. Turn you eastward. He told him what direction for him to go. He told him to go and hide yourself by the brook. And that brook was named the Brook of Cherith. And that is before Jordan. And it shall be that ye shall drink of the brook. He provided a way for him to have provision for the things that he needed. Somebody needs to hear this word today. Somebody needs to know that God is a way maker, and he will make a way for you. No matter what you may be going through today, no matter how things may look, no matter what the view is, but you got to know that the Lord God Almighty will make provision for you, and he will take care of you. Yes, you don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. But you need to just to trust in God. I believe that the word of God tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So God has given him instruction. He has given him direction. He told him where to go in order to get the water that he needed. Why? Because the man of God has just spoken and told Ahab that it was not going to rain. In other words, it's a period of dry weather. Could be a long one. If you don't know the extent of a drought, when there is a drought, and it can people that have different crops and lands and fruits and all these vegetables, it could be very injurious to that crop. And so, therefore, it let us know that God will make provision no matter how long a period of time it may be. If you are a child of God, if you are a lover of God, if you are one that trusts God, that God will provide for you and that God will take care of you, then you don't have to worry no matter how it may look today, tomorrow, the next day, but all you need to trust in the Lord. When I began to look at the word of God, we see that Ahab was given an announcement from the man of God to let him know it was not going to rain until he said it was going to rain. It wasn't even going to be in a dew nor rain of these many years. Oh, my God. But yet, because he spoke, because he said what God said for him to say, and, you know, the man of God has to speak according to the word of God. The woman of God has to speak according to the word of God, not what he said, not what she said, but it is what God said. So he said that it wasn't going to be no dew. He said it was not going to be any rain. For the word of God tells us that God will provide. You got to believe that today, that God will provide. Somebody needs to know that God will provide, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what that bill that you desperately need to pay, God will provide. All we got to do is obey and trust God. Well, God told the man of God to go to this brook, and he told him that he had commanded, come on, I have commanded the raven to feed you there. When God commands a raven to do this thing or anything, or God commands a person to do whatever needs to be done, it's going to be done. It doesn't have to be by the form of the person or the thing that you think is going to happen, the way that you think it's going to happen. But listen, if God told, and he did, if he told the man of God, Elisha, that he had commanded the raven to provide food for him, to feed him, that is what will happen to you if you believe God. It may not come by a raven. It may not come by the individual that you think that the way is going to be made. But I say to you this morning, to fret not. Believe God. Don't worry, because God has it in his control. So in that fifth verse, he went and did according to the word of the Lord. And see, that is where it is so necessary for us to be obedient to God. The Bible says obedience is better than a sacrifice. He could have said, no, God, I don't want to go. I don't think it's a good idea to go to this brook. I don't want to be fed by a raven. I don't want that. Yet, because he was obedient to God, God will use anybody, anyone, anything that he wanted to use in order to meet the needs of his people. So he obeyed God. He went according to the word of the Lord. But he went and he dwelled by the brook of Cherith. That is before Jordan, as the word says. And the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. So he had bread to eat. He had meat to eat. He had water to drink that kept him alive, that it kept him moving, that kept him with nourishment in his body. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody wishing that it could have been Kool-Aid, a lemonade, some kind of beverage. Oh, God gave him what he needed to sustain him. Don't you know sometimes when we drink something other than water and drink other things and don't drink water, that it does something to the innermost part of our body. We need water. God gave him what he needs. He didn't need any Kool-Aid. He didn't need any lemonade. He didn't need any type of beverages to sustain him, but he needed water. He needed, God gave him the bread, and he gave him that meat to sustain the man of God. And listen, God is never late on what he is doing. He had that raven to bring the man of God bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And he was able to drink of the brook. But the word of God tells us it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Oh, don't you know God knew how long that brook was going to be able to supply the water for the man of God? Don't you know that? And don't you know that even that raven, although he was bringing bread and he was bringing the flesh, he needed some water to drink. So God let him know that he was to go to a Zarephath. He was supposed to arrive and go to Zarephath, and which belonged to Zidon. And he was to dwell there. But and the word of God said, he said, behold, I have commanded, look at this. I commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. In other words, to provide for you. And there's a song that they sung long time ago. And maybe they still sing this song. But it says, the Lord will make a way somehow. You don't know how he's going to do it, but certainly God knows how he is going to make a way for you. You may not know, but God knows. That's why we're saying this morning. That's why our message to you this morning is that the Lord will take care of you. You don't have to fret, and you do not have to worry. Did Elisha have to fret about him not being able to eat? No. Did he have to worry? No. Did he have to be concerned about his last meal? No. Because when the well dried up, when that brook dried up, in other words, when the brook dried up, God had a plan, as he had for our life. But we don't see when things begin to look like it's have dried up, and it seems like it's going to be no longer, and it seems like we're not going to prosper, and it seems like we're not going to have those things that we so desperately need, God will provide. So therefore, he told the man of God, he said, to go to Zarephath. And he told him that I have a commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. First, it was the raven. Now, it was the widow woman that was commanded to sustain the man of God. So he rose. So he got up. And he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there. And you know what she was doing? She was gathering sticks. And the man of God called to her. And he said, bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. He did not know her name. He didn't know, he had no previous dealing with her. But all he can see is woman gathering sticks. But don't forget, God already told him. God already told the man of God that I have commanded this widow woman to sustain you. So he's telling her to bring me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal. Do you understand? I don't have a cake, but I have a handful of meal in a barrel and a little cruse of oil. And behold, I'm gathering. I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. Because in that, she only was looking at what she had, what she can see. And ladies and gentlemen, God don't want you to look at what you see. Oh, my God. God is talking to us today. He is speaking to his people. Don't look at what you see. Because the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to trust God. You got to believe God. You got to know that God's word said that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So this woman, she said what she had prepared to do. She was going to get those sticks and she was going to cook this. She was going to dress it and she was the meal, dress what she had. And she was going to prepare for she and her son. They were going to eat it and die. And Elisha, the man of God, said to her, fear not. And that's what God is saying to you this morning. Fear not. I know that things may not look good in the natural, but don't fear, but trust God. It may not look the way that you want it to look, but don't fear. Trust in God. Be of good courage. Let God strengthen your heart. She said, go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first. I know what you say. I hear what you're saying. But I want you to make it for me first and bring it to me. This is in the obedience. I mean, I'm talking real this morning because many would have said, could you imagine? Could you imagine someone coming up and you only have a little enough for you and your child? Just enough for you and your children. Just enough for you and your husband. Just enough for you and your wife. And they're saying to you, make me a cake. Make me a meal. Fix me a meal. Let me eat first. And then feed your family. Oh, my God. It would have been some commotion. It had been some words was being ungodly words, I believe, that would have been came forth out of your mouth because of the fact that you couldn't see what God was doing. You couldn't see how God was blessing and how the windows of heaven was about to open when you bless the men of God and the women of God. How you bless the prophet, how you bless the people of God first, how you bless God first, how you give him first. And then when you give him first, God will provide. Why? Because you have in faith to believe God, that God will do what needs to be done. For she said, for the word of God said, the word of God, Alpha makes for you and your son. That's what the prophet told the woman of God. But thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Don't worry, because the barrel of meal, don't worry, because the meat that's in the refrigerator. Oh, don't worry, because that bread that you have is not going to fail until God sends a way out, a way of escape, a way for you to eat, a way for you to take care of that bill, a way for you to be healed, a way for you to be made free. No matter what it is, this woman needed to eat. She didn't have, it looks like she didn't have much to eat. And her dependency was on, at that moment, to eat then on what she had. But when the man of God began to speak to her, to let her know, no, you go ahead and do what you said you're going to do, but first, you feed me first. And the word of the Lord say to you, the bear of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Because you know, at that period, it was a drought, and the crops was going bad, and people were losing their crop. They were losing whatever they had. They had corn, whether they had a wheat or whatever it was. It was not possible. It was failing because of the fact it was no rain. But God will provide. You got to know this. Keep this in your heart, that God will provide. You got to keep it in your heart that God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And she went and did according to the saying of Elisha. And she and he and her house did eat many days, a full year, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elisha. If we can only believe God, if we can only stand upon his word, there is a song that just came to me. It says, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible to him that believes. I want you today to take God at his word. I need you to take God at his word. God is speaking to you today. Come on. Come on. God is speaking to his people today. If you only believe, you may not see it. You may not even know where the source is going to come from. God used Elijah. He used the raven to feed Elisha. God will use whatever means that he has for you to take care of you. I believe the word of God said that he'll open the windows of heaven. And he said that he'll pour you out blessings, that there'll be not room enough to receive. He said that he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So today, just believe God. And listen, if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, why don't you just stop right now? Why don't you just listen to a woman of God? The word of God says, if I confess, and we confess with our mouth the word Jesus, but in our heart, that God has raised him from the dead. The word of God said that you shall be saved. All you got to do is confess and believe. Confess and believe. Believe what? Believe God. Believe his word. Believe that he died. Believe that he was resurrected. Believe that he is God and God all by himself. So this morning, if you ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you, he will come in. He will save you. He will make the difference in your life. And whatever you may be going through today, I want you to know that God will not forsake you. He will not leave you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you, God, that the word that we hear in our heart, that we would not sin against thee. Have your way today. Move in the innermost parts of us. Cause us, Lord Jesus, to cry loud, spare not. Lift our voices as a trumpet before thy people. Have your way today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, heal broken heart. Bind up their wounds today, God. Heal the sick. Heal those that are oppressed and depressed, God. Have your way, God. Look upon those that are mentally ill, Father God. Those that are schizophrenia. Those with bipolar diseases, God. Oh, God, have your way. Move right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we forever bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I am Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith, Praise, and Worship Center. Please join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. On Monday, we have a broadcast, which is called Jehovah Jireh International Institution. It's an online teaching on mission and evangelism. And on Tuesday at our church, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock, just 7 to 8. And on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, we have prayer. Some pray 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour every day, and the doors will be open for you as many days as we can. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and in your coming out. Going out is our prayer.